and welcome to Teen Talk Online.
The person that came up with a healthy...
Welcome to Teen Talk, brought to you by Contact Community Services. This program is dedicated to discussing your issues and promoting teen voices for good choices. We want to hear what you have to say, so call our listener comment line at 1-800-245-TEEN. That's 1-800-245-8336. Listen to us online. You can find a link to our Facebook page and on our website, teentalkradio.org.
Hello, and welcome to Teen Talk. I'm Grace. Today I'm joined by teen host Zemira. Our show topic for today is giving back, and soon we'll be joined by our guest, Kathy, from United Way. But first, let's find out what our teen hosts have to say about giving back. Zemira, what are your thoughts?
Well, as cliche as it sounds, December is sort of the month that everyone starts to give back. And I really, today I'm looking forward to talking about how you don't have to give back in just December. You can give back in any time of the year.
Do you give back in any way, or are you involved in anything like that?
Well, recently, probably the most recent thing that I've done giving back, I went to a camp and basically we mentored each other and, you know, we kind of had each other's backs, and I guess it's a way of giving back, you know, it's being there for someone.
That's awesome. That's really cool. 93% of teens want to volunteer, yet this number does not reflect how many actually volunteer. What do you think is stopping them?
I feel maybe it could be either selfish reasons. Teens are really, really, really busy. You know, it's a matter of school and having to keep those grades up and things like that. They probably just feel that they don't have time for it. But, I mean, if they really wanted to, they can make time for it always. Mm-hmm.
There are little and huge ways to give back. The 10 ways to give back for our generation teens is, one, you can donate toys, being to different organizations called Toys for Tots for children, used and gentle use toys, various volunteering organizations, little things as picking up trash on the streets, visiting a nursing home, shoveling a sidewalk for your neighbor, donating books to your libraries or schools, raising money for various charities, planting a tree, collecting goods for a shelter, and cooking a meal for someone. Overall, in New York State, in this past year, 2012, 20% of resident volunteers, ranking them 50th among the 50 states and Washington, D.C., 24 volunteer hours per resident, 3 million volunteers, 384 billion hours of service, $11 billion of service contributed, about 45% of residents donate to charity, 8% of these residents participate in meetings, and about 20% of the residents over the age of 55 volunteer. That's a lot.
Yeah, I feel that those numbers are pretty good, and it would be even better if we could make them higher.
Or even bring, like, the age down, maybe to our generation, having, like, teens get more involved in various activities. I know I've gotten involved with giving back through my school, or, like, Advent and Lent drives. We do St. Vincent's de Paul's. Like, right now we're collecting money to help these kids get jackets and different things that they need for the colder weather that we take for granted. And also, I really like going to a Rise Farm. It combines, like, one of the two things I love most. I like riding horses and helping people. So basically I go and teach kids about, you know, grooming the horses, all, like, the safety, and then they get to ride. So it's kind of cool taking one of my talents and then helping someone else learn too. So,
oh, my favorite thing that I've done giving back was probably donating blankets to the ASPCA. What we did is, in my old school, we kind of had everyone bring in, like, blankets. I think we donated around 160 blankets. And after that, the SPCA was so, like, thankful. They brought in a little dog, and it was so cute. It was a little golden retriever. It was a baby. We got to, like, play. I love dogs, so it was something really special for me.
That sounds awesome. So now we'll be joined by our guest, Kathy, from United Way. Hi, Kathy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Do you want to tell us more about what United Way does and how you got involved with it?
Yeah, so the United Way is nationwide, actually. We call it United Way Worldwide, so we're everywhere. And the Central New York United Way is unique from a lot of the other United Ways in Central New York in that we have our very own Regional Volunteer Center. The Regional Volunteer Centers were formed just 2 years ago, as part of a state initiative to increase volunteerism in New York State. In the statistics you were just saying about New York, you can see that New York State was ranked, well, it comes in last as far as volunteerism in the U.S., which is definitely not true. I don't think that New York has less volunteering. I think it is not counted as well as other states. So that is really how my volunteer center became formed, was to try to organize volunteerism in Central New York, count the hours, and also obviously to get other people involved. So my position at the United Way is very unique in that I work, well, I guess we all work for a greater purpose, but I work for as part of a specific state initiative, but I also help out with United Way things.
Why do you think it is that New York comes in last? Do we lack certain resources, or I guess how do you want to, I don't know why, because I feel like we do a good job, but apparently not.
Yeah, it's interesting because you look around and you're like, tons of people volunteer. Mm-hmm. I volunteered the whole time I was growing up. You guys volunteer right now. So I think it definitely is a result of those hours not being counted. So it's really interesting that these centers can be formed so that we can help people organize their volunteering. I know that a lot of other states, for example, Utah, I think, comes in first every year. And that is largely a result of their volunteerism being connected to their religion.
Right.
And those areas, it's counted, it's kept track of. So it's a little bit of a statistical error, I would say, more than anything.
And aren't their population like much smaller than ours? I mean, we've got a lot of people here, so.
Yeah. I think those statistics are based on a percentage. So really, New York City kind of messes it up for us to, like with anything else, there's so many people there that if you're taking a percentage and you're comparing upstate to downstate, it kind of skews our statistics.
There's a huge difference, right?
Yeah.
How did you first get involved with volunteering and, I guess, nonprofit organizations?
Well, I grew up volunteering, and it's interesting because one of the things that we say to organizations and to schools when we're talking about youth volunteering is that you're more likely to volunteer if your parents volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up in a home where my mom was a vet tech, and I would go to work with her, and then she would volunteer at the SPCA when they do those large drives where they basically fix animals. And so she always volunteered, and I started volunteering with the SPCA when I was young. And then my high school made it a requirement, actually. So we would do things with the local parades and things like that. But when I really got into college, that was when I found volunteer opportunities that really fit my personality. And I think that that's really the key in volunteering, just like you guys were saying, that you love to work with horses, so the Arise Farm is great for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing about volunteering, is that you're going to get something back if you're doing it right in an unselfish way. But so I started doing Habitat for Humanity when I was in college, and it was this great way for me to learn new skills and realize that I was capable of doing all these things I didn't know I was capable of doing.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I can hang siding on a house. I don't know how many 20-year-olds do that, but when I was 20 years old, I was hanging siding on a house. So college was definitely a huge turning point, and I think it really made a huge difference in the way that I grew up.
So. What would you say was your best volunteer trip or experience?
Well, the SUNY schools are really great about their experiential learning, and so they do what they call alternative spring breaks. And when I was in college, I got to go to New Orleans and help rebuild houses on one of my spring breaks. Well, actually, it was a winter break. And that is hands down one of the best experiences of my entire life.
Wait, was this after the Hurricane Katrina? Yeah. My grandmother went down and did that. I thought
really?
That was so sweet, yeah.
My psych teacher did too, yeah.
And we went down for a week, and it's just, it was so amazing because you look at these people who have done nothing wrong. You know, they were living their lives day to day like we do. They have jobs, they have homes, they have families, and then all of a sudden everything was taken away. And it really puts your life and what you have into perspective. It was the most life-changing week of my life, I guess. So, I guess that's really where my love of volunteering came from and why I'm happy to have it to be my job now, to get other people to do it. So,
would you say that volunteering just to do it or to have a passion for it would you recommend for teens?
I think that the sooner teens get involved, the better. The thing about volunteering is that you can learn so much. If there's something you think you're interested in, you can kind of try it out by volunteering. Say you think that you want to work with animals, you go to the SPCA and you do it once. If you just do it once and you decide you hate it, well, you did it once and you know that you hate
you
it. Okay,
it, yeah.
You're not going to become a vet. So it's a great way for you to try things out and to learn new activities, to put things that you're learning in school to work.
Mm-hmm.
So really, I mean, I couldn't stress enough, the younger, the better, I guess, yeah. to get started. Because it'll make a huge difference, I think.
How would you recommend kids start getting involved?
Well, I'm actually wondering, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Sorry. Do your schools kind of force you to get involved? I know when I was in high school, as a part of our government mm-hmm. course, we had to volunteer in our community. And so I'm wondering how much that still happens and whether or not that's part of your volunteering.
Well, I mean, we have, like, volunteer hours that are kind of required, but they...
Kind of?
Yeah.
They are required?
They are required, and they do offer a lot of opportunities. Like, there's this thing called Key Club. Mm-hmm. We have Teen Institute. Like, and these programs are, like, United States-wide.
Mm-hmm.
And these opportunities are put out there for us, but they're not so much forced upon us, except for the volunteer hours thing, but... A lot of people get involved, but yeah, I feel like it's for the wrong reasons. They want it for their college resume thing. And
well, I would almost argue with you that there isn't a wrong reason to volunteer. because it can help you get into college. It helped me get into college. I was really active in undergrad, and I told you before I got my master's degree at SU, and one of the women who runs the volunteer center at SUNY Oswego actually wrote my recommendation letter to get me into grad school. And things like that, they pay off in the long run for a reason, because you learn something from that volunteer opportunity, no matter what. You did something and you learned something.
Yeah, something was done.
So there's a reason why that's going to help you get a job, and there's a reason why that's going to help you get into school, because you learned something. So you always get something out of volunteering. And sometimes it's that push to force you to do it that makes you realize that it's something great that you can get involved in. I mean, I know that we were forced to in high school, and
mm-hmm.
And I think it is because teens do have a hard time getting that final push into actually doing it. They think, oh, I'd love to help. You see the sad puppy dog commercials,
right.
And oh, I'd love to help. But they need that push, I think. So I would argue that the forcing you to do it and doing it for your resume is for the best in the long run.
Mm-hmm. I know my guidance counselor, because as seniors, we have to complete 36 hours,
mm-hmm.
and it has to be with human-to-human contact. It can't be with animals or other... it has to be direct relations,
yeah.
which is actually really cool because you get to learn from people's experiences. So their motto is, you do it for yourself first, and in return, you'll love doing it. So at first, when you start doing volunteering, you're doing it to only, I guess, influence yourself, but then you end up influencing so many more people.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really cool. Through my school, I know we do Advent drives, Lent drives, and our theme this year, because I'm involved with peer ministry, so I kind of do like an overview of our school, but it's called Love in Action. So we do various things to help our community, like either within our school and in like the greater area of Central New York. So, yeah.
Great. Back to your first question. Now that I've thought about it, volunteer work is sort of pushed upon us. Well, I am the president of my sophomore class, and basically you are required to do giving back projects. I mean, it's no problem because, you know, we want to be known for like, oh, yeah, they've done this for these people and mm-hmm. they've helped these people out, but the projects are required, and we want to do things that we feel, you know, we want to see the reactions on these people's faces when we show that we've helped them out. They're more so of, oh, you're going to donate to this can drive, we'll send it. That's it. Like, no, we'd like more face-to-face giving back programs, things like that.
Yeah, so. I think that's great. I think that's a great reason to want to get involved is just to see that you can make an impact in someone else's life. That's really powerful.
And if anyone is looking for various organizations to help start and maybe get your push, in Central New York, there are tons of different organizations to get involved with. Some of them include Vera House, which is an organization to help and prevent against domestic violence, Meals on Wheels, the Salvation Army, the Rescue Mission, Camp Good Days and Special Times, and the American Red Cross. So these are just a few, but nationally there are tons of different and locally to get involved with your community. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about giving back with our guest, Kathy, from United Way. I'm Grace. You're listening to Teen Talk with teen host Nira.
Got a problem and need someone to talk to? Call Contact 24 hours a day at 315-251-0600. Calling Contact is free, anonymous, and confidential. If you want to join our conversation, find Teen Talk CNY on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. You can also call our listener comment line at 1-800-245-TEEN. That number again is 1-800-245-8336. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Teen Talk. I'm Grace, your show host with teen host Nira. Today's topic is giving back, and we're joined by our guest, Kathy, from United Way. Before the break, we were talking about United Way Volunteer Center. So how can we find United Way Volunteer Center?
Well, it's really interesting because my volunteer center really operates primarily online, which is great for youth volunteers, and I'm really hoping you guys can embrace it and use all of its perks. So we operate volunteercny.org, and it's a great website that has a lot of different things you can do with it. It has a search engine, so you can search based on your location. You can put in your zip code, get something that's right by your house. You can search based on your interests. Say you are interested in working with animals. It'll bring up all of the animal-related volunteer opportunities that are in your area. But the other great thing about the site is that you can go on as a volunteer and create a volunteer profile. So especially if you are, say, trying to track those certain volunteer hours for school, you can create a volunteer profile, put in your interests, the days and the hours that you're available to volunteer. This will actually help the search engine narrow down what opportunities it shows you so that you can really just look at, say you can only volunteer after school, it'll only show you the opportunities that come up after school and narrow it down that much further. When you get done volunteering, the organization you volunteer with will report your hours on the website, so you can just print off this verified page of your volunteer hours and turn it into your teacher or whoever needs your hours. And beyond school, this is a great thing to create if you're looking to apply for school or apply for jobs and you want to say, hey, here's my verified volunteer hours, here's my my volunteer profile. It's almost like, it's like a LinkedIn profile for volunteering.
Keep track of all your hours and things. That's cool.
It's a really, it's a great tool. We're kind of still just getting it off the ground, but hopefully some more people will get on it and we'll get more involved, and I think it'll really grow into a great volunteer community.
How long has United Way been a program?
Well, the United Way has been around for a very, very long time. The Volunteer Center within the United Way has kind of grown and evolved over the last couple years. There's always been a volunteer aspect of the United Way, because the United Way itself, the primary function of the United Way is to raise money within the community and then distribute that money to other nonprofits. So we're kind of unique in that we don't like feed the homeless, but we help people to do that. So the Volunteer Center fits in there, and that people can come to me and I can give them places to go. But we've evolved from just pointing people in the right direction to now having a full-time volunteer center. And it's really changed over the last couple of years, but hopefully we'll just grow and get even bigger.
So which organizations or programs do you actually give the charity to? Or how does that kind of work?
So the United Way, their motto is to live united and that we can work together to give money to these organizations. But a huge part of that is that your community also decides where the money goes. So we fund, and I'm going to get in trouble for not knowing this number, like 34 agencies, I believe, right now.
Mm-hmm.
So right Actually, today, we just finished collecting all of our applications from within the community. So different organizations fill out applications and requests for money to do different programs, and then we have volunteers from the community come in, review the applications, and decide who gets the money. So it's a very involved process, and it's really, it's set up that way to make sure that the community's money is being used in a way that is really helping the community.
So you mentioned that there is a volunteer department. So are you saying that there's more departments within the United Way?
Yeah, we do a number of different projects. I'm actually part of what we call the Community Impact Division. So I do volunteerism. We also run a program called Success by Six. And that program primarily focuses on child literacy and the idea that if we help kids get ready before they go to school, we don't have to rely as much on
the school itself.
So that's a program that's operating out of the United Way right now. But we also help with other programs. We help with a group with the Cash Coalition. So that's helping lower-income families file their taxes, actually. So we do a pretty wide-range mixed group of things within the United Way.
That's great.
So what made you want to first get involved with a nonprofit organization like this?
I actually, as far as working in a nonprofit, it was a little bit of an accident, and this is the reason why I say you should volunteer and eventually do all of your internships, because when I was finishing my four-year degree, I interned at a nonprofit in Syracuse called the Red House.
Mm-hmm.
And I originally did it because it was an arts organization and I wanted to do arts management. But in working with that organization, I realized that working for nonprofits was really cool. There was a huge, it's a huge challenge. You have to be extremely creative. You have to be patient. And you have to be hardworking. And I loved it. And so when I decided to go and get my master's degree, I really wanted to focus all of my research on nonprofits. And I just think that if you're lucky enough to have gone to college and then go on to grad school, like, why wouldn't you want to spend the rest of your life helping other people?
Yeah.
So I'm a nerd. I think it's great.
No, that's really cool.
Thanks. So I've heard about the Red House before, and I heard it's like a artsy type place. Like, can you describe your work there? Like, was it art-involved volunteer work?
Well, that actually wasn't really volunteer work. They do take some volunteers. Actually, they primarily pay people to come and help them. But the Red House is a multi-art center. So I loved it because we would do films and we would do concerts and there's an art gallery in there. And there's a theater. They do plays. They do volunteers that can be ushers during the plays and things. And then you get to sit and watch the play, which is pretty cool. That was a little less volunteerism and a little more just learning about the community, I think. And that's one of the great things about Syracuse is there's always more to learn and more things to get involved in. So
I know that you talked about finding something you love in volunteering, but right now my sister works for a nonprofit organization called City Year, which they're nationally known for. They work in New York City, LA, Chicago, and she loves kids and loves teaching English. So right now she mentors and tutors inner city kids, and she does that in Queens. So, and she wants to continue her work with social work, like wants to go to grad school for all that, and she came from a place where she was in foster care for a while, so she wants to work to improve that system. And so talking about like previous experience and now people who are in that situation once and then going back and giving back for the same thing is actually like real. And she's living it right now, so that's really cool.
Yeah, I think that's amazing. And it's true that volunteering, it's like an internship. It really is. You are going to learn so much about that area of the world. You can volunteer. I mean, it's not just cleaning gutters and feeding dogs. You can volunteer in offices. I know the Salvation Army will gladly take an office volunteer. I would love an office volunteer if anyone wants to come hang out with me. And so you can really try things on and get a good idea of what you want to do.
What are the best things about working for a nonprofit?
I think that just knowing that what you're doing is important is really great. Before I came back to New York and started working for the United Way, I worked for a couple for-profits, actually in California. And I was working on websites and marketing the websites. And some days you work so hard and you go through so much and all of your ideas get rejected and you think, like, why am I doing this? Who cares about this website, you know? And where I am now, I'll have 12-hour days, and then I drive an hour to get home, and I'm exhausted. But then I think, I met some really amazing people today. I had people come into my office who don't have a car, they don't have a computer. They had to come into my office just to find volunteer opportunities, but they still want to help other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I never go home thinking, like, what am I doing? I always come home thinking, wow, that was still a great day. And I think that if you can live your life like that, you're one of the luckiest people alive.
Yeah. The best experiences are from those that you can learn from, so that's really cool.
What you just said reminded me of a movie, and basically what you said was making a difference is sort of the key. And this movie that I saw last year was called Pay It Forward. Basically, it was about a young boy who is assigned a project by his social studies teacher, and it basically was to make a difference no matter what you could do. This boy brought in a homeless man and basically got him back on his feet. This homeless man did something for something else, and it just branched out, like, with a whole bunch of people. The project just spread around and it got on the news and everything like that. And it was based on a true story, and it goes to show that your actions can actually influence others. So just making that small difference or giving back that small thing can actually play a big part in the world today. So why not do it?
I know that's not as at, like, the extreme of that movie, but I volunteer at, I'm not going to call it an old person home, but that's what it is. It's not necessarily a nursing home, but all of the people there are of that age. And I met this one girl, this one old lady there. Her name was, Avis. And she was probably the coolest person I've ever met and gave me so many, I don't know, cool examples of, like, why I should live my life this way as opposed to one way. And she goes, I'll never forget this face. She goes, money can never buy you happiness. It didn't buy me happiness. And just, like, those little things that you learn from them because they've lived it. And I think, oh, she brought so much joy into my life that, like, few hours I spent with her and playing the piano for her was probably the coolest thing ever. So, I don't know. I gave back, I guess, I needed to for school, but when I got there, I went back, like, the other time, too, and it was, like, cool to see her again because she remembered me, but little things like that, they go a long way.
It goes to show that Kathy was right. You know, the experience is always something new.
What have you guys been doing for the holidays that has been surrounding giving back or volunteering in your community?
In my community, I guess on a local scale, I volunteer at my church during this time. I helped with the confirmation class go on their different trips. And I know I'm planning right now to go on a mission trip to Pennsylvania in February. So, yeah, that'll be really fun. I'm excited. But I know right now during the Christmas time, I help our church get decorated. And I think I spend, I don't know how long, but I'm just there the afternoon, like, getting the church ready for everyone. And it's a lot of fun. I get to see a lot of people I don't usually see during the years that come home for the holidays. So that's really fun.
Great.
Well, where we live, it's getting, like, really cold out, and I wanted to start a project within my student council group, basically donating, like, hats and gloves and coats so we can give them to people that actually need them and give them to, like, Rescue Mission or the, what are the yellow boxes called? Yeah, like, I just want to, you know, donate things to keep people warm and things like that. I mean, it's small, but... Yeah. It'll do.
We do something similar where we have these little cards on a tree in our church, and you take them off, and then it's like, say you go out and get hats and gloves, and then you bring them back, and then they do it through, like, the mustard seed. So that's really, it's a cool organization.
Yeah, I kind of just wanted to, I brought some ideas for ways that some teens can get involved during the holidays to give back to their community, and I think that they're just fun things. For example, making Christmas cards, which, I mean, who doesn't want to make Christmas cards? I think that's fun. You can make Christmas cards and send them overseas. There are different organizations that do that. You can send them to your local hospitals, your local old people home, as you put it.
Not to degrade them.
Something that it doesn't have to be work to give back, I guess is the point. And if, as far as volunteering at hospitals, that's one thing Syracuse has a lot of is hospitals. Mm-hmm. And I know Krauss, for example, will sometimes have musical groups come in. So if you have a group of friends and you like to sing, you could come and sing Christmas songs to them. So there's a lot of really fun ways that you can give back that I think people don't necessarily think of during the holidays. And the clothing thing is also really great. So if you want to clean out your closet, and I don't mean get rid of your junk, I mean the things that are still nice but maybe you don't have room for anymore, That's a great way to do it too.
Speaking of the Children's Hospital, I don't know how I forgot about this, but there's this group that I'm in called the National Society of Black Engineering, and basically what it does is promotes black engineers. And what we've done is we all picked up like a little gift from the dollar store, and we're going to bring it to the Children's Hospital next Saturday, and we're just going to pass out the gifts because, I mean, they go through a lot, and the small gifts count, so we just want to...
Amazing.
Make them feel special.
I don't know how you forgot that. That's
yeah,
one
I know,
of
that's
the best
really
things
cool. Exactly.
I've heard all day.
I can't wait.
That I'm sure that'll be great.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about giving back with our guest, Kathy, from United Way. I'm Grace, listening to Teen Talk with Teen Host Yanira.
We all know the dangers of substance use and abuse.
Yo, that was the best party ever.
You are so wasted. I wasn't sure you were going to get up after you passed out.
Shh. Okay, we've got to get home, so I need you guys to make sure I'm driving okay.
You can guess what happened there.
But did you know that underage drinking and other substance use isn't as common as most people think?
In fact, 79% of 16-year-olds in the U.S. reported that they haven't had a drink in the last month.
Sounds a lot different from everyone does it.
Not only that, but substance use as a teen can permanently damage our brains.
It can have immediate and long-lasting effects on our memory and communication skills.
It's like we'd mentally stay 16 forever.
Give your life a chance. Stay away from drugs and alcohol.
This message is brought to you by Contact Community Services and the New York State Office of Alcoholism and Substance Abuse Services.
Welcome back to Teen Talk. I'm Grace, your show host with Teen Host Yanira. Today's topic is giving back, and we're joined by Kathy from United Way. Before the break, we're talking about different ways to get into volunteering. Yanira, what are your plans for the Christmas season and continuing after that?
I want to give back as much as I can, and I want everyone else to, but I feel that everyone should give in the kindness of their heart and not be selfish by having too much or more than you need, because you can always lose those things. So don't take what you have for granted, and I'm not going to do that myself because you just shouldn't. It's wrong. And just the little inputs that I can do, I will, such as more projects with the school and try to explain to others, like, why
the
it's good to give back.
Yeah.
How about you?
I'm going to continue with the Advent drives at our school, and then once that's over, I'll still continue to do stuff through my peer ministry group. But I want to, since I've been volunteering, I want to branch out and maybe join new organizations, different things, because I've been working with animals and kids. Maybe work with, I don't know, get involved in different things. Maybe I'll use United Way and research those, so that'll be really fun. But what are... You mentioned earlier some of the organizations, but which ones, what are your top three that would, I guess, benefit teens and those that they're going to benefit? I guess that was kind of wordy.
Well, right now there's a lot of things going on in Syracuse that benefit teens, but their whole families.
Mm-hmm.
For example, right now we're kind of in crunch time for the Christmas Bureau, which I don't know how familiar you guys are with the Christmas Bureau, but we do it every year. It's the United Way and the Salvation Army. And we basically give food, toys, books, and stocking stuffers to different families in Syracuse. So it's you have to apply and meet certain qualifications to get these things, but a huge amount of work goes into setting this up. So today, actually, I had the pleasure of working with some great teen volunteers who I made carry water around for me, and I felt horrible, but I really needed them, and they were really fantastic for doing it and not complaining. So we're doing that. But I think in general right now, like, it's important to keep in mind that you're getting all these presents and doing all these things at your house, but some people have much larger things to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people aren't warm. Some people don't have food to put together a nice meal with their families. Some people don't have places to go with their family.
Mm-hmm.
So the basic things you really shouldn't take for granted. And when you go out and you're pondering these huge gifts that you might buy your brothers and sisters, maybe buy a slightly smaller one for them and another one for someone you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a great way for teens to get involved.
I don't know why I keep forgetting to mention this important stuff. So I'm having a Sweet 16 in August for myself and my cousin. And we thought, since, you know, we were going to get all this cool stuff
mm-hmm.
for our birthdays, we decided to open, like, a little Toys for Tots things in the front.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
If you can't get us a present, which, I mean, if you can't get us a present, then find something old of yours that's like a toy and that's in okay condition and put that in the front. And we want it to donate, because my aunt is really into, like, oh, you guys should do this.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
See, if more teens thought like that, we'd have, like, a huge social change and improvement. Like, the little things like that. Like, oh, I don't need anything for my birthday. Let me help someone else. So that's really cool.
I was inspired by the Jenner.
Yeah, girls. I was going to mention that.
I was going to say, yeah, that's where we got that idea from. We thought it was cute.
That's really cool.
That's a great idea.
Kendall Jenner. She turned
16
2 years ago now, and for her birthday, which was elaborate and huge, like, anyway, her family, she decided to, you either bring a toy for a child or you make some sort of donation to an organization. She didn't want anything for her birthday, which I thought that was really cool and big of her.
Kylie Jenner recently done it for mm-hmm. her Sweet 16 as well. She had, like, a little Alice in Wonderland theme. And she did, I believe it was a Toys for Tots in the front of her, in the entrance. So, mm-hmm. like, yeah, if you couldn't give anything, you just give a little toy. Oh, that's a cute idea.
Yeah, and it influences other kids to do the same thing. You said you modeled it after celebrities, so I think that's really cool. Do you have a quote for us, Senora?
Yes, I do. Would you like to go first?
Sure. Okay. It is not how much we give, but how much love we put into giving. And this is quoted by Mother Teresa. I picked this quote because I think it has to do a lot with how our generation thinks. They first do it to either for school or for different requirements, but then it's more about putting a passion into what you're doing, really truly wanting to help someone else and, you know, benefit the lives of someone that's not you. So I think that's really important and a good message to give teens, to start volunteering that want to and really have passion and desire to benefit someone.
My quote is, giving is more joyous than receiving, not because it's a deprivation, but because in the act of giving lies the expression of my aliveness. This was by Eric Fromm, and I chose this because I feel that when you give, you have a purpose, and it kind of shows that, you know, you're here for a reason, and that was supported by the expression of my aliveness part. Shows that you aren't ignorant to the struggling situations mm-hmm. of people that...
Until you experience it.
Yeah.
True. Do you have any final words for us, Kathy, or messages to give to our young viewers?
Well, I'm very concerned because I just realized that I didn't mention our Twitter.
That is perfect for teens.
And I know that's part of the reason why I stressed the Twitter is mm-hmm. because I know that you guys are on it. So our Twitter handle is the same as our website, so it's VolunteerCNY. We post recent volunteer opportunities or things that are coming up, as well as articles on volunteering, different opportunities for teens to get involved, well, anyone to get involved, to apply for grants, to set up programs. There's a lot of different stuff that goes up there, plus sometimes you get pictures of us doing cool volunteer stuff. So definitely check that out. It's a great way to get connected. And I hope everyone has a great holiday and remembers other people while they're, of course, celebrating with their families and being appreciative of what they have.
That wraps up our show for this week. Be sure to join us next week here. Thanks to all our listeners, and a special thanks to our guest, Kathy, from United Way. I'm Grace with Teen Hero Senora. Background production for this show is done by Kathleen Reed.
You've been listening to Teen Talk. Be sure to tune in again next week. For show announcements and other information, find Teen Talk CNY on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening, and have a great week. Teen Talk is a production of Contact Community Services and is made possible by a grant from the Offices of Alcoholism and Substance Abuse Services.